You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. When you hear about water wars, you might think of the American West. But disputes about water are happening more frequently around here. Think about Nestle in Michigan, an agricultural irrigation which uses a lot of water. These are drawing from aquifers, and aquifers have a limited ability to recharge. If you take out more than comes in, you eventually hit empty. That's the concern about the Machindo Aquifer. It's named after Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. 20 smaller communities are tapping the Machindo Aquifer for water, but it could be serving some much larger cities soon. Here to explain what's going on is Tom Henry, who is environmental energy writer at the Toledo Blade. Tom, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Lester.
So how big is this Machindo Aquifer?
It goes over 9 counties in, as you said, in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. That's how it gets its name. Probably the biggest community is Hillsdale.
Yeah, I saw it stretches from like Hudson, Michigan to Hicksville, Ohio, over by the Indiana border. That's about 50 miles, and they're all using the aquifer. But now some of these Toledo suburbs are eyeing it. They're already getting water from Toledo system, which uses Lake Erie water. Why would the suburbs want water from the aquifer?
Well, it goes back many years, long before even the Toledo water crisis 5 years ago. There were concerns from the suburbs. First, they were paying much higher rates than city residents here. And they were concerned they didn't have much of a voice they had no voice, actually, in the operation of the Collins Park water treatment plant. So when we had the water crisis 5 years ago, the mayor of Sylvania, the largest suburb here, told me they've decided it's time for them to look at what other options they may have, because they feel that they need to have more of a voice and more equitable rates. So a lot of it comes down to power and the rate structure here.
Yeah, money and power, that tends to be a determining factor in a lot of things. So there's this company that plans to drill a well and maybe several wells. Is Artesian of Pioneer a company we know about?
It's been around for a while. They actually proposed a smaller water diversion type situation up in the Frankenmuth area there in Michigan a few years ago, but that ultimately didn't go through. It's owned by, and this is what makes it kind of an unusual dynamic, it's owned by the mayor of Pioneer, Ohio, Ed Kitson. They're responsible and know what they're doing as a business. But a lot of people feel very uneasy about having a mayor of a small town potentially making a lot of money off of selling water to Toledo area suburbs 50, 60 miles away.
So it sounds like it's less about whether it might run the aquifer dry than it is about the kind of political dynamic here?
No, there's quite a number of concerns about running the aquifer dry, because there hasn't been a lot of characterization of it. The Ohio DNR, I believe it was the Ohio DNR or else USGS, sometime in the mid-80s had done a look at it. And at the time, Williams County was petitioning to have this recognized as a sole source aquifer.
What does that designation mean for somebody if they have a sole source aquifer?
Well, if they're designated as a sole source aquifer for a community, there has to be more sensitivity to drawdowns. And at the time, that there was a battle going on with agriculture there over whether agriculture was going to be drawing down too much and not leaving enough for the residents. To answer your question, people know there's water down there, but they're not sure how much, and they're not sure how sustainable it is, especially in an era of climate change that we're in now.
So with this permitting process with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, does it take into account things like, well, we've got 20 cities that are already relying on this aquifer, we can't add any more? Or do they say, let them have a permit, see how much is going on there before we make a decision?
Yeah, they haven't gotten that far down the road. They would need to, and there'll be multiple agencies involved. They'll be looking at how much water is there, how sustainable the proposal is. Right now, the only thing that's come out is a site that could be one of presumably 4 or 5 sites where Artesian of Pioneer, should it move forward with this project, if the site is suitable to drill a production well. And that's what the Ohio EPA is looking at now, just the suitability of site. But the questions about the sustainability and the viability and how much water, those are going to be addressed down the road.
I was reading an article you wrote for the Toledo Blade. Sounds like there's some meetings that are happening. What are the people who live in the cities saying to officials?
Oh, it's out there. There's quite a lot of anger. There's a group called the Williams County Alliance and some other local groups there. It's a recent meeting the Ohio EPA put on, and I had this in my story. They had over 800 people there. They're getting huge turnouts and people protesting. They have a feeling that it's their water and that, you know, this mayor is trying to make money by selling what they perceive as their water to somebody else's. I mean, from a legal standpoint, you know, I've had an expert at the University of Toledo College of Law tell me that, you know, it's questionable if they can legally consider it their water, and then there's a potential for multiple different lawsuits involving all three states and citizens groups and others over, you know, who owns the water. But needless to say, it's on their radar, and they're very, you know, they become very empowered and very active on the issue.
What are you looking for as the next development in this story?
Well, first, there has to be a decision if the Toledo area suburbs are really serious about this. Some people are of the belief that they're doing it mostly for leverage in their negotiations for a better deal with Toledo. Others have said it's a lot of trouble and a lot of money to go through to do all these studies and, you know, take it as far as it's gone just for some negotiating leverage. But politics being what they are, anything's possible. The project won't move anywhere until he has customers lined up. He's looking at the suburbs and portions of Henry County and Fulton County, some of the townships there. And even that, then, there would be looking at the viability of laying pipeline 50, 60 miles, building a water treatment plant, and a lot of just the economics of it are going to be, you know, very involved. But right now, that's kind of where we're standing to see the tail that wags the dog, the three Toledo area suburbs, if they are interested in continuing to pursue this or not.
Tom Henry is a leading reporter on environmental issues in the Great Lakes. He writes for the Toledo Blade, and you can follow his blog, Ripple Effect. Thanks very much, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Lester.